Religion is one of the most defining characteristics of Latino culture, but pollsters say it plays virtually no role in how they vote. This week, we've been looking at Latinos in Northwest politics. In our next story, Florangela Davila looks at how faith shapes the lives of two Mexican-American siblings, but not their politics.
I learn a lot about Maria Elena Hernandez just by where she wants to meet for an interview. We're at her childhood home in Pasco in eastern Washington, where her parents still live. Maria Elena is 21 years old, and she greets me while holding her infant daughter, Nicole.
I think I'm over here almost every single day. Me and my mom are like best friends.
We head to Maria Elena's favorite place, the kitchen, where her mom is cooking.
God, it smells good.
Carne con papas.
Oh, meat and potatoes.
Yes, that's it.
Maria Elena is very family-oriented. So much so that when she was newly married and living in Seattle, she hated being a 4 hours drive away. Now she's back, working just down the street as a teacher's assistant.
This is my sister's room and my parents' room.
She gives me a tour of her childhood home and points out the crucifixes that hang all over the place.
The crosses on top of our doors, we have them just, we feel like we always want the Lord in our hearts and our, whenever we sleep, so we have it over our bedroom door.
Do you have something similar in your car or at your house?
At my house, we do.
Maria Elena grew up in a large traditional Mexican-American family, and she was raised Catholic.
Like, being Latina, you know, my faith has a lot to do with, you know, who I am.
She says religion has served like a roadmap for life. I ask her whether religion plays a role in how she votes. She says no.
Sometimes I wish that the church will really help me figure out what I'm supposed to do, you know, but I've learned that by myself, and I feel like that's the way God wanted me to do it, you know, figure things out by myself. He can't tell me everything. So that's where a lot of my independence come from.
Latino voters tell us very regularly that religion is very important in their daily life. They attend religious services quite frequently, much higher rates than the general public.
That's Matt Barreto, a political scientist at the University of Washington. He also runs an independent polling firm that specializes in Latino voters. Barreto says there's been a widespread assumption
that Latinos are so religious and have these conservative values that it should impact their politics.
But that assumption is wrong. It was Ronald Reagan who once said, "Latinos are Republicans. They just don't know it yet." And if you think about it, many of the values embraced by Latinos, like a strong work ethic, entrepreneurship, a connection to family, and opposition to abortion rights, fit in squarely with the Republican platform. But Barreto says Latinos don't prioritize those values in the political arena.
They would still rather have access to universal health care than to see abortions outlawed.
Barreto says his polling shows Latinos view religion as something personal and private. And when it comes to politics, they're way more interested in bread and butter issues, like the economy or access to government services. He's found it's an opinion shared by Latinos who are Catholic, Protestant, born-again Christian, foreign-born, and U.S. natives. Let's take Maria Elena Hernandez. On the one hand,
I am totally against abortion. Never.
On the other, she's a Democrat because she believes the party is looking out for people who are struggling financially. Maria Elena has turned to the church during moments of crisis, but she almost left it because of its opposition to same-sex marriage. Her reason? Her older brother, who's gay.
I'm Pablo Monroy, Tacoma resident, Army, UW student.
He's 24, and when he's not out of town training with the Army National Guard, he attends Mass at St. Leo's Catholic Church in Tacoma.
Good morning. Welcome to our celebration this morning.
This is a time to pause and just kind of, it's the best kind of relaxation you can get other than just staying at home. It's something productive and something for you and more than just you, and, you know, more than just me, more than, it's a good time just kind of relax and reflect.
Down the street, Pablo takes me to his townhouse, where Roxy the dachshund is playing with a squeaky toy, and husband Derek Peacock is baking.
You're making oatmeal cookies?
Oatmeal raisin.
Like his sister, Pablo keeps a crucifix above his front door. There's also a painting of the Last Supper in his dining room. But Pablo is in conflict with the church on the issue of same-sex marriage. The church opposes Washington's Referendum 74, which would make his own marriage legal.
Does it matter to you that the church doesn't recognize your relationship?
No, because I'd say the aspect of the church marriage, you know, is really for you know, making children.
He's talking about sacramental marriage.
But when the church came out and tried to go against my civil marriage, that's when I actually was really taken, like, I was surprised and shocked.
It wasn't enough to lead him away from his faith, and his views on same-sex marriage didn't lead him away from his political party. Pablo is a Republican. I'm Florangela Davila reporting.